This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to open negotiations between the United States and the European Union on boosting the use of European minerals in the production of batteries for electrical vehicles that are eligible for U.S. tax credits. The leaders met in the Oval Office on Friday. The U.S. legislation includes incentives for the purchase of vehicles that are largely manufactured in the United States. The U.S. State Department said Friday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Ethiopia next week as concerns linger over the implementation of a peace agreement and the conflict in the Tigray region. The conflict has left tens of thousands of people dead and millions uprooted. Blinken will also visit Niger, a key U.S. security partner, during the trip. State Department spokesman Ned Price said in a statement it will be the first ever visit to Niger by a U.S. Secretary of State. This is VOA News. Regulators rushed to seize the assets of California's Silicon Valley Bank. APZ Donahue has more.
Silicon Valley is the nation's 16th largest bank. Depositors made a run, hurrying to withdraw money as anxiety over the bank's health spread. It has deep ties to Silicon Valley tech industries and startups. This is the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history. Washington Mutual collapsed at the height of the financial crisis more than a decade ago. Chair Cecilia Rouse with the Council of Economic Advisers says things have changed since then.
We've put in place stress tests and other tools that our regulators have to provide more resilience to our banking system.
Silicon Valley was heavily exposed to the tech industry, but there is little chance of chaos spreading in the broader banking sector. One CEO said nearly one-third of his startups won't be able to make payroll at some point in the next month if they can't access their money. Ed Donahue, Washington.